All right, we are on.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We're going to move this so you can actually see this a little bit better.
Awesome.
All righty. All right, so it is 11 o'clock. Welcome, everybody, to Fusion TV. And we'll go ahead and kind of start a little bit about what Fusion TV is, why we do this, all that kind of wonderful stuff. Looks like we've got a good crowd already started on here. So would you like to go ahead and explain our story of what Fusion is?
Absolutely, absolutely. We started out just masterminding, brainstorming as a group like that, trying to help each other grow our businesses. And from there, we've just kind of evolved that we were able to help each other so much and just with creating new ideas and thoughts and breakthroughs and those kind of things that we really wanted to share that out and help more people. So Eli came up with the idea of he's always wanted to do a TV show. So
it was kind of that whole, I want to do an internet TV show. That sounds like fun. You want to do that with me? And Sally was like,
no.
Okay. So that's kind of how it worked out.
I'm always game for stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the mixers, we have mixers every other Wednesday on the off week when we're not doing the show. And that's just an opportunity for us to kind of invite a bunch of other people to come out,
right,
looking for like-mindset people that we can introduce to each other so that, you know, you can find some people that you can work with, that you might be able to brainstorm with, get some ideas. And I know we do a lot of masterminding
right at the mixers,
which is very unique for most mixers.
And that's one of the cool things, and that's one of the things I'm getting a ton of feedback from people on, which is awesome.
So different.
Yeah, because it's not like anything else that's going on out there.
Right.
We're getting is somebody who's brand new will come out and they heard about us either on Networking Phoenix or Meetup or, you know, a friend. We're getting tons of people that are saying,
Facebook,
you got to go check it out.
We're all over Facebook.
Yes, definitely Facebook.
Right.
And they'll come in, it'll be their very first networking event, and they're like, okay, I'm brand new, I just started my business.
Nervous
is an understatement. Usually they're completely terrified. And they come in, and so they usually meet one of us at the door, and the first thing we do is bring them over to a group of people and introduce them, get them kind of going. And once they start the conversation and get a little bit more comfortable, then we walk away and let them kind of take over. And it's cool because I'm seeing it. I'm overhearing some of these little conversations going on.
Right.
We're getting groups of like 4 and 5 people that are sitting there talking. And the new person comes in and says, hey, this is who I am and this is what I do and I'm brand new. I've never done this before. And people are just bombarding them. Have you talked to this person? Let me get you this person's number.
Have you thought about this?
Mastermind concept, which is what we do. This is what we really wanted. It's all happening in these little groups of 3 or 4 people.
Informal, impromptu brainstorming.
It's working great. And we love it. So definitely, I would love, you know, if you haven't been out to a Fusion Mixer, definitely come out and join us. We will be having one next Wednesday. We always do them the opposite Wednesday of the Fusion TV show.
Right, the Wednesday following our show, which is June 2nd.
Yes, thank you for knowing the dates, because I have no clue. They all kind of blur together for me.
It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yay!
Which means I get some real work done.
Yeah, I say a 3-day weekend, it just means that my husband isn't working his job and I'll be working him instead.
Yeah,
he'll be
there
working
you go.
For me for 3
I know
days.
How that works.
He never gets a break, poor
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, that's funny. So we kind of started in with what Fusion is and everything. We should probably actually introduce ourselves because we haven't done that. And I don't think we did that last time either.
Right.
Do you
want me to go first?
You go first.
Because then I've got a great segue to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
That's okay. I've done that to you a lot recently.
Yeah.
I'm Sally Lidicote, and my company is attaboysolutions.com. We are there to help you with all your gift-giving needs. Our primary focus is on small businesses, small to medium-sized businesses, and helping you really get your business out there, set yourself apart from the competition, just be a little bit different and generate those ongoing referrals and keep those happy, loyal customers coming back to you. My recent tagline that I've been using a lot is, we're not just here to sell you products, we're here to help you grow your business. So that's been a lot of fun. We've been just crazy blogging. We've got a lot of new blog
posts. Lots of stuff going on. So, are you going to do what we were talking about last night?
A 30-day blog challenge. Oh, yeah. I'll get back to you on that one. I probably should, because I need to get more in a habit of doing that on a regular basis.
We'll explain to you what that's about, because it's something you guys might want to check out also.
Yeah, but my goal has been to blog twice a week, and Mike's goal has been to blog once a week, mm-hmm. which has been like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I take the Monday, Friday. He takes the Wednesday blog post.
Right.
And he's done awesome. And I did really good up until this week. My daughter had surgery on Monday, so I didn't get my blog post done on Monday, and I haven't got one done for today, but I will for today. So I'm making a point that I just missed Monday only and get back to my Monday, Friday after she's... And by the way, if anybody's curious, because I know I get a lot of questions on Facebook. Everybody's been so concerned about her. She is doing,
she's doing
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. She was up and around the same evening, you know, yeah, so she's doing awesome, so that's really cool.
Very cool.
And then, before you start, because I know a lot of our fans are following us both, you know, with Facebook and friends and Twitter and all this other stuff, so many of them may already know about this, but go to the Oprah website. They are having a competition. It's the OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, host your own TV show. And I kind of put Eli up to the challenge to enter this competition. And you can explain how you felt about that afterwards. But he did get his audition up there about 2.5 days ago. It hasn't been 72 hours yet. He's already almost at 200 votes.
Over.
Is it over 200?
We hit 220-something this morning.
Awesome. You can vote more than once, but go in there. He's in the wild card division. But I think once you're actually in that competition, just search Eli Delaney. You'll find it. Watch his video. And then vote and vote often. I don't know if you can vote more than once a day. Cindy's shaking your head. Yes, you can. I vote as often as I can. Some people got this started several months ago, and they're somewhere in the range of, you know, 600,000 votes or well. So we have a lot of catching up to do, but we could really use all your help, because it would be really huge for Eli. It would be really huge for this whole community here locally to see what, you know, if you set your mind to something, what you can accomplish. And so, anyways, I'm real excited about it. Kind of put his feet to the fire.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. He's put my feet
to
the fire.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, okay, tell them about you and what you're up to.
All right.
I just wanted to make sure they started voting. Because vote often, every day.
Yeah. But you can wait till after the show's over to vote. It's okay. I don't mind that. All right. So, for those of you that don't know me, I'm Eli with My Business Marketing Mentor. What we do is we teach small business owners and motivated entrepreneurs, and that's really the kicker with it, is the motivated entrepreneurs, people that want to get out there and learn how to market themselves better online, offline, and everything in between. And the kicker with it is that there's tons of people out there that they have their widget, they love their widget, and they think it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
Problem is they have no clue how to market it, and that's where we come in, is we teach you how to actually do that without actually having to hire a full-on marketing company to do it for you. A bunch of online training programs, doing live workshops, starting to get back into a few more of those. We kind of taken a break because that was getting a little exhausting. So above and beyond.
Start a fall semester?
Yeah, we probably should.
I got
some other stuff going on too. There might be some possibility of some of our materials going into some online university course for training too, so that's kind of cool. I'm kind of excited about that thought process. So since you kind of started it, we'll go into the what's up with you section, and I guess I will go ahead and start on that. And by the way, I want to tell you guys, the you know, we do the whole what's up with you side, and you know, just kind of explaining what's going on in our own lives. And it was kind of funny because we skipped that a couple of shows ago,
right?
And we actually had somebody jump in there and go, hey, what's up with you guys? You know, you didn't tell us what's going on. And it was really,
and
we threw it in at the end. It was really funny because it was like, oh, they do really care about what we're doing, which is kind of cool. So we appreciate that.
Which is what we always advocate anyways, is you really have to have an interest in the people that you're working with, an honest interest, you know, that's sincere, and in building those relationships and stuff. So it's really neat to be on this end of it and getting it from you guys. So
yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, so
it's
we really love cool. that. We really appreciate that. So what's up with me? As number one, as I've still been plugging away, just tons of revamping the sites. That stuff's going on. We're on a major marketing kick right now. We'll start off with the 30-day blog challenge, so you can understand what that is. I'm getting ready to kick her for that one to get her going on it. Basically, a friend of mine, Jeanette Cates, she is a Armand protege also. Right. She has actually put it out there to do a 30-day blog challenge, which means you're going to write 30 posts for 30 days on your blog, which is a lot of information, and a lot of people aren't used to that. They're lucky if they get one blog post a week. But if you don't realize how powerful that is, that's what you're really looking for. The more you do that, the more exposure you get. So she's put this challenge out there to get people to do this and help cross-promote each other. So I jumped on board yesterday. It actually doesn't officially start until June 1st, but I'm getting the head start on that. I'm actually reworking my own site, which I haven't done a whole lot with, my personal. So that's a big piece. I figure with this whole Oprah thing going,
would be important.
Yeah, exactly. It would be important. If you Google my name, my website comes up first, and I haven't done any optimization, very few posts. I kind of let it go because I'm doing everything on the marketing mentor stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I should probably, get that going. So working on that. So I'm doing the 30-day blog challenge. So I will be having a post up there every single day. As opposed to June 1st, I am starting it today, or yesterday, actually. Yesterday I put one up there, and I did talk about the Oprah thing. So
if you give me till June 1st, I'll join you.
Okay. You can hold off. You need to go ahead and join now. I'll send you the link later.
You got it. You got it.
But you can hold off until June 1st because that's when it officially starts. So you're okay with that. And I recommend you guys doing it also. Get out there and join the 30-day blog challenge. Put out there. I mean, it's not even that complicated. You don't have to write big long articles. I think her requirements are like 150 word articles.
Right.
Or posts. It can be about what's going on, cool stuff you've seen, stuff like that. Doesn't really matter. So
somebody else wants to join us on that.
Yes, Cindy
sent you an email.
Yeah, you can send us an email, and we'll send it out. Or if you're watching the chat section right now, Cindy did put the link in there. But definitely, contact me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, any of those kind of things, and just mention the 30-day blog challenge, and I'll send you the link. It's pretty easy.
And then let us know that you're doing it, too, so we can support you in it, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Because we'll be happy to help support you along the way with that, too. So then that goes into the over thing. So last Wednesday, before the mixer, before that morning,
right.
Sally sends me over this Skype note and says, hey, check this out. And so I look at it and I see that Oprah's doing a contest for somebody to have their own show. And there's four different categories. There's like traditional talk show.
I'm assuming it would be a little different than this show.
It'd be kind of, it could potentially be like it, because this one would be more like traditional talk show style.
Right.
They have traditional talk show. They have like health and wellness.
Beauty,
yeah, which I definitely don't qualify for. and then wild card. And wild card is pretty much anything that doesn't fit into the other three, essentially.
Right.
And so basically what she sent it over to me, and I was like, so you're thinking we should do this as a fusion thing? She was like, actually, I was thinking you should do this for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we sat there and I kind of contemplated it for a while. And you kind of, you pushed me to do it.
You look at all the talk shows that are out there and all of these, reality shows, all this other stuff, and everything out there is outside of business.
Yeah.
You really don't see a whole lot of people educating and working with, at that level anyways, of a talk show, mm-hmm. helping people break out of their paradigms, follow their passions and do something more with their lives and becoming something more.
Right.
So it was just like, it would be a perfect fit. Something else that's not out there. I mean, okay, so they pick another beauty category or they pick another health. We've got so many of those.
Right.
We really do. But, I know where your passion is. I know where mine is. And it's helping business people. And there's really nothing else out there.
Right.
So it's just like, okay. You need to share.
Oh, yeah. And
like it or not.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because the idea that I ended up coming up with is something I want to do anyway. So my concept for the show is kind of a modern-day Napoleon Hill, because the world has changed. But Napoleon Hill, if you don't know, he's the author of Think and Grow Rich. If you have not read the book, you need to read it at least 20 times. But he wrote the book, basically, the whole thing was that he went out and interviewed successful people to figure out what makes them tick, essentially. And that, I don't even remember when that book was written. It was the 1940s or something like that. I mean, long time ago. And nowadays, we need something new, something different, kind of an updated version of it, because what makes people tick and what makes people successful is a whole lot different than it was back then.
Right. The principles remain the same, but there's so many things that have changed in a while.
Yeah, but the way they do it, and one of the really big things is finding your passion, doing what you love to do. You know, if you go to the site, and definitely vote for me, but watch the video too, because you'll see that's kind of what I talk about, is the fact of what if you could get up in the morning and get paid to do what you do. You know, what does success mean to you? Success to you may be just being able to work part-time and stay home with your kids. It may be able to take vacations when you want to, or it may be making millions. I mean, everybody's definition of success is different, and people need to be able to define what that is, but I want to find the people that have created their own success and tear them apart and figure out, okay, what are the real steps that they took? Not just the mindset stuff,
right,
but also give people step by step, because a lot of people, and this is a major issue and it drives me nuts, is I get a lot of people that still have that whole, well, I couldn't do that, you know, I'm different, I'm from a small town, I didn't have the education, I didn't come from a rich background. I mean,
there's a lot of people that educate and teach and do and talk about a lot of the same things that you do, but they don't send people away with action items and things that they can do to move to the next step. And I think that's a big difference.
Yes.
That's a huge, huge.
Yeah,
huge.
And that's a big piece. That's where I want to make the difference of this. Show the people that have that doubt, that think, you know, like Oprah is an example of who I would want to talk about on the show, because she came with all the odds against her. It's not that she's so much different or so much more special or created differently than anybody else out there. She just created the drive and the passion to do what she loved to do, to create that empire.
And didn't let anything stop her.
Yeah, she didn't let anything stop her, and she created this empire that helps people everywhere. And that's what I want to do, is get people to realize that anybody can do this. They just have to set their mind to it and take the actions needed.
Right.
So that's kind of the story behind the Oprah show. I will have to say one of the biggest reasons that I did it was because of the fact that I wanted to do something to step outside of my box, get away from the comfort zone. And that's one thing I think is really important. You should always do that. And I realized that, you know, when we started this show, that was kind of stepping out of my box.
Definitely out of mine.
Yeah. But you're happy you did it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, definitely.
And,
definitely.
Like, you know, I talk about the story of when Cindy and I ate fire. You know,
right.
That was a big thing.
Right.
It's that whole stepping out of your box thing. And it was really kind of cool because, it wasn't a big seminar. It was that Marshall Silver's thing, Prosperity Alliance.
Okay.
But it was that whole, you know, okay, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. You know, something that makes you nervous, that kind of freaks you out a little bit. I do have to say that when I actually saw the video, when I got the email from them saying that the video had been approved and uploaded and everything, I seriously thought I was going to hurl. I really did. And it was kind of cool because after that feeling, I was like, okay, yeah, I did the right thing.
We've talked about that before too, that actually excitement or anxiousness and fear have those same feelings, you know, mm-hmm. the whole concept of, you know, you're going to hop on a roller coaster, you might be scared to death, but if you look at it and treat it like that exhilaration and, you know, what can be, it's just because you're stepping out of that known comfort zone,
right,
like you said. And I think you were really surprised that I thought that
Well, I was originally,
you asked me if I was surprised that you felt kind of scared.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, it was something that, because a lot of people actually do look at me and they think of me like I have no fear and that I'm just, you know, that like one of I talk about talking in front of people. I get people like, I'm so terrified to do that, and I couldn't do that. And I'm like, and I tell them the story where when I first started doing presentations and speaking to people, the very first time I did a presentation, it was a group of like 10, 15 people, maybe. And I was terrified. I had my cheat sheet. I had my notes. And I'm sitting there. I'm shaking as I'm reading, literally reading off of my script. It was horrifying.
Right.
But I kept doing it. I got over it. And now
and
I...
all that goes away.
Yeah, I love doing it. And I always get a little nervous. I mean, that's just
normal.
Well, and
that's, that's even why I brought that up is, you know, my response was, no, I would actually be more surprised if you weren't afraid. Because if that fear feeling doesn't come up,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing anything that's growing or changing.
Right.
And, you know, so that stretching feeling, you know, so many people get afraid of it. But it, I mean, when you get to that point, you know you're moving on to another level. That should be very, very exciting.
Yeah.
And like I said, fear and mm-hmm. excitement have a lot of the same bodily
feelings. We're not going to talk about bodily fluids.
No.
But, you know, it's... that feeling is that rush,
right?
Is what it is,
right.
And I have to say that when I did get that feeling, I was like, okay, yeah, I know I did the right thing. This is what I needed to do right now. And another big reason why I did it was not just for me but to show people, you know, get out there, take a chance.
Right.
You know, if I don't win this thing, it's not gonna hurt me. You know,
right.
And I went out there. I did something that I was uncomfortable with. I had fun with it. I'm putting a lot of promotions out there. I've got awesome, wonderful friends that have been doing tons of promotions, like
yeah,
you and Mike.
Everybody's gonna get tired of seeing them from me. But oh well.
You know, and I love it, and I really appreciate it. And it shows the community. It shows that everybody else is out there to help support me, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly, it shows that if you just get out there and do something, you can make amazing things happen. And that's really I want to help show that. I want to get that out to other people and let them understand that.
Well, and one of a post that I put on Facebook this morning, and I had actually read it, and it was from Dave Hepburn, and I went ahead and posted it out on my Facebook this morning, and it says, you know, if you want to, you know, create expectations beyond, or if you want to, how did it go now?
I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
If you want to create results beyond your wildest expectations, first you have to start with wild expectations or something to that effect. And
right.
It's like the same thing. I mean, you know, okay, so I think there's only less than 1,500 people right now that have auditions which is, you know, that, I mean, it's not over yet.
That's not that many.
It really isn't that many.
It's growing very
odds.
Quickly. It right. is growing very quickly.
Well, and again, but we talked 200 votes versus somebody's got 600,000 votes right now. So, you know, there's a lot of work. It's a long way. It's a long shot and a way to go. But you know what? If you never were to submit an audition,
I would know.
You're guaranteed your results.
Exactly.
And your results are you would not have your own show through the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have the chance to at least get it. So.
Yeah. And the way I look at it, you know, I'm going to do this show at some point anyway. If I can, you know, speed up that process using this as a tool.
Whether you fund it yourself or end up getting it hosted.
We'll just start another internet TV show. That's easy.
Right.
So, okay. So that's it with me.
Yeah.
Anything else with you?
No, I think you've kind of passed mine. This week has been an off week for me. I've been watching too many movies. I've been hanging out with my daughter.
Oh.
I'm just hanging out with my daughter.
Cool.
Which is good for me to take that time, which will explain why on a 3-day weekend I'm probably going to be working a lot.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, well, we got tons of chatting going on, which is awesome. We got a couple of new people. I did notice one thing. Noel is on here, and we forgot the last show. We were going to mention our public service announcement about Sun Valley Pets.
Yes.
I do apologize for that because I did plan on doing that last time. So I need you guys to help us with this one because Sun Valley Pets is a no-kill shelter here locally. And this one just blows me away. Somebody has actually been going in and breaking in to the facility and stealing the pet beds and food and all this other stuff, which is what they do. I mean, they're a no-kill shelter. They rescue dogs and cats.
They rely on people's donations.
Yeah.
And people abuse.
And they've been a client of mine for a few years now. I know this guy's really well. Matter of fact, Morgan actually has volunteered out there. It just blows me away when I've heard this, and I guess they've broken in like 3 times. So Noel is actually doing a program where he's doing it. Anybody who does his services, which he's a computer repair guy, look him up in here. You're going to find on the chat, you're going to find his information. But if you actually need any computer work done, he's taking a donation or a percentage of that and giving it to them.
Awesome.
We're Thanks, working Tom. On a program also we're going to be doing. I just haven't had a chance to finish it up yet. But one of the things you can do is you can just go to sunvalleypets.org. That is their website. Again, sunvalleypets.org. And you can actually donate right there on their website. Donate anything you can. If it's $5, that's cool. That's all you really need. But they need all the help they can. If you're here locally, if you've got, extra blankets, or if you've got an extra bag of dog food, or can pick up an extra bag of dog food, anything, just, go over there. They're on the west side. They're basically by the Glendale Airport area, and they're awesome people. They've got so many, great pets, and you know me, I'm a massive dog lover. Noel's a massive cat lover. So it's great. We go back and forth and torment each other. But, if you can, spend some, just like I said, even if you can, donate $5 or something, help them out. They really need it right now because they've already been trying to grow their facility as it is, and then something like this happens where somebody comes in and is breaking in.
And I think you said Cindy got, somebody donated an alarm for them as well.
Yeah, Ed, yeah. Which we need to follow up with him too. But Ed from My Tech Life, who's an awesome guy, he's been on the show before too. Probably about a month or so ago, that he had actually got a hold of a smaller alarm system, and he's going to donate for that for them also.
That's
so
awesome.
If you guys can help out with that, we really appreciate it. You'll also see some more stuff coming up because we're going to kind of try to keep things going with them. Right. They're, like I said, they are friends of mine, and I'm very passionate about that side of things already. So that's something that I really wanted to make sure
when you find people and companies, whether it's a nonprofit, whatever, willing to do really good things, and then people going in and just taking advantage and abusing that. And
I mean, of all the places to steal stuff from, it's a pet shop.
Hurting them
from
helping
it's
others.
Ridiculous.
Right.
So there's our public service announcement. Definitely get out there. Go check them out. So we're about halfway into the show. We should probably actually do our thank yous real quick because we did not do that at the very beginning.
Okay.
Alrighty. So thank you.
Let them know where we're at.
Yeah, let people know where we are at. Number one, Java Grounds, 83rd Avenue and Deer Valley. This is their host of the TV show. We love these guys. They always treat us really well. Awesome coffee. Awesome smoothies.
Sandwiches.
We have now renamed the Fusion Breakfast Croissant.
Yeah. You won't see it on the menu as the Fusion Breakfast Croissant. Just ask for it. They'll know what it is.
These guys always take care of us and always do a great job. And then also Fox and Hound.
Right.
Who's hosting our mixers up at Arrowhead. Mariner and 83rd. Is
Correct.
That what it technically
Avenue.
Is? Yeah.
Right. Just south of Bell.
Yeah, and they've been doing an awesome job taking care of us. We love them. Really appreciate it.
Can we add one more thing in? Because
yeah,
our last mixer, we started from everybody that shows up drawing a couple of cards and doing some business spotlights.
Mm-hmm.
So our first mixer that we did that, and that's just going to be a business spotlight on the whatisthefusion.com website. And our first two winners went to Deborah
Goodyear.
I wasn't sure. Didn't want to mess
and
up the pronunciation or name.
Brandon Burris.
Right, with Farmers Insurance.
Yes.
And Deborah's with Home Check One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got their emails. So as soon as they fill out their information, they'll be contacting us.
They'll be on our business spotlight page.
Yes.
And I think at every mixer, we're drawing two.
Something like that.
I don't know. It gets drawn after the fact. But so Deborah and Brandon would do very well to be at the next mixer because they're going to be business spotlight between now and then, and
people will get to know them and they'll
have some extra exposure, and people can come out, learn a little bit about them, and then come meet them.
Yeah,
so hopefully they'll be there as well.
Brand new thing, completely unannounced until now, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and we don't really make a big deal of it at the mixers. It's just, it's going to be that online promotion.
Right.
One more place for Google to find you and your business. So
yeah, pretty much.
Attend the mixers. We do a drawing every week for two.
And right.
We'll just put it on the website and obviously mention it on the show.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, topic.
Okay, well, we got to thank Terry.
Oh, yeah.
We can't forget Terry. So we got to thank Terry. Terry is the most important part of this entire show. He is our video guy. You can see his hat there. Video crew, which I always love it. He walks into the room, so it has his hat that says video crew. And people are like, are you guys taping this? And they get all excited about it, think they might be on TV or something.
Unless they're actually sitting in the chairs over here. And then they get a little worried and they tend to
move then they leave,
quickly.
Which is always entertaining. Yeah. But yeah, Terry from TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com, he is the one that runs the camera, helps us out with the video for this, helps me out with all of my video stuff. He gave me some ideas for my audition video, and he actually ran the camera, which was great because I told him specifically, we're not using your high-end fancy equipment. I said, we're using my little Kodak flip camera, basically. And he's like, well, you know, it looked better on mine. I'm like, I understand that, but it needs to be realistic. So all you have to do is just hold the camera, push the button, and tell me when I look like an idiot, which he does great job of, by the way. He helps me on all of that kind of stuff, does a great job. If you need video for your website or for, you know, seminars or anything like that.
Green screen.
Yeah. He's doing all of that kind of stuff. He does an awesome job. You definitely need to check him out. Okay. I think now we've...
Cindy.
Well, thanks, Cindy.
Who's sitting over there.
Running the chat. She's keeping everybody running there. And we have Morgan here because she is finally off from school. Hey, go ahead. Terry's going to be obnoxious and
spin the camera around.
All right. Don't know how well you're going to be able to see it's going to adjust.
That window right behind us.
All right. So for those of you that have not actually seen Cindy before, because we've had Carl actually once mentioned that she should be on the show and I should be running the tech in the background.
I don't think she'd go for that much. We've tried that. To get Cindy on the show.
To get Cindy to actually be on the show and me running the backstage stuff. And then that was Morgan that was also sitting with her.
Who is a brand new business owner.
Who is also a brand new entrepreneur, yes. She started her business called The Mutt Squad.
Right.
Which is doing pet sitting and pet socialization is the big thing. And a whole bunch of other stuff that related to dogs mostly.
Right.
Which is cool. You know, and it's cool because she found her passion.
Makes a parent proud.
And she loves it very much. Awesome. So, okay. I think. I know where our time is. We're just hanging out, having a good time here. That's what we're all about anyway. Just hanging out, having a good time. So, all right. So, we are a half an hour into this. We're 34 minutes into this. We should probably actually start our real topic now.
Right.
Alrighty. So this was a topic that came to us from Rhonda, who is one of our most awesome rock star fans. And she had actually, a little bit of the story, actually. I'm going to share the story because, and I'm sure she won't mind on this one. She came to one of our mixers and she was frustrated because she's getting ready to start her new venture. And
still working her job.
But people came to her and they're saying, well, you shouldn't worry, don't burn any bridges. And they're basically doing all the negative stuff to try to keep her down from her business.
What about the security? How are you going to take care of your family? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she came to us. She was really frustrated. She said, I've got to go to Fusion because I know that these guys understand it. And I was like, you know what? That's an awesome idea for a show. We really need to do that. Because what ends up happening is we get... you get people that are in your life, and as friends, family, even just people, coworkers. Or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And they don't get it when you decide you want to start your own business, or if you want to get away from the corporate life, or just change careers completely. I mean, it really doesn't matter what it is. But the idea is that you're going after your passion and what you love to do versus that secure job necessarily. And you're going to have those people that they mean well. Most of them do. There's a few that are just not very nice, but they mean well. But they're going to come back and they're going to try to warn you not to do this or don't burn bridges and all that kind of stuff. And how do you deal with people like that? Because we all have them. And so we were talking to her about it and we're like, you know what? This is definitely a good show. So with that, we decided that we're going to start talking about how do you deal with people like that? And part of it, the first thing I want to tell you with that is remember that, especially if you're an entrepreneur, more than anything else, entrepreneurs are wired different. If you're a true entrepreneur, you are extremely ADD. You are consistently looking for something new and cool and more exciting. And you're to a lot of other people out there, you're gonna seem flighty. And a lot of times that's because you're trying to figure out what it is that makes you tick, because people don't get it most of the time. And you've got to figure out what, you know, how to deal with people like that. So what are your thoughts on that first?
And Terry's always great to share stories with us, and mm-hmm. you know, and you started out with that story, and Mike called me earlier today, and he says, you have got to share this story. And we heard this story one time, and, you know, kind of picture this, you know, in your mind. If you were sitting out in your backyard, and all of a sudden, your dog, talking about dog lovers, comes running out in the yard, and he's bouncing all over the yard, and he's going from here to there to there, and you'd think, what in the world is wrong with that dog? And a lot of people in our life, they look at us like this dog that's just going nuts all over the backyard. Now, pretend there was a rabbit this dog was chasing. Now, if the rabbit's hopping all over and the dog's chasing him, okay, now the scenario is a little bit different. You just have to remember that a lot of the people in your life, your friends, your family, coworkers, neighbors, all that, they don't see the rabbit you're chasing.
Right.
They just see you as this insane animal going all over the place, crazily just going nuts.
Right.
You're chasing your rabbit, your dream, your goal, whatever that is for you, your passion. And they don't see it. They're just blinded to it, that
right.
Your dreams are invisible to them. So it's not that they necessarily are meaning, you know, to send those wrong vibes to you. They just don't get it. They just don't get
right.
it.
Right. And a lot of times they don't understand the concept of being an entrepreneur. If you're in that mindset, they don't get it. They think, well, why don't you just go get a job? It's more secure.
Well, a lot of times, even if you had a job and you're changing jobs, you have family mm-hmm. members that, oh, you can't leave that job. You've been there for so long.
Right.
Well, sometimes, you know, for your own sanity, you just need to change
yeah.
jobs.
And
I mean, not even talking entrepreneurial.
And that, yeah, and that's a big one, too, is that you don't, you know, with you, is if you're wired like we are, you're going to go through and you are just
scared.
You know, you might be completely miserable someplace, and you don't want to stay there being miserable. It doesn't make sense.
Hold on. Can we have a visitor?
He is so cute.
We were just talking about babies. Look at this.
Speaking of sweet little puppy.
Hi.
Sorry.
Oh, what's his name?
Is that where you say, look, if there's a distraction?
Alrighty.
We were just talking
sorry,
about,
I have to say that.
I had to do that to you,
yes,
Eli.
I appreciate that. Yes. we have a better guest than usual. Oh, he is so gorgeous.
We just upstaged ourselves.
Hi.
Thank
he's just
you.
A little one. Yes. I can, yeah. Came in from
San
Jose.
Wow.
Hi.
He is gorgeous.
You are just awesome.
He knows you're a dog person.
Oh,
too.
Yeah,
he's
definitely.
Gypsy. A girl?
He's a sweetheart. Yeah. All right, so anybody else who thought you were going to be a guest on the show? Yeah, you just got shown up. Oh, she's going to take a nap now. You're a sweetheart.
now that we've had a total distraction.
Okay.
It was my fault. I'll take the blame.
That's okay.
On that one.
I'm okay with that. You know, forget the rest of the show. You just keep talking. You are precious.
Anyway, so what were we saying?
we were talking about how other people are just not wired like we are. I mean, how many TV shows do you see where somebody just brings a random puppy up on stage?
And we were just talking about the crazy dog chasing the rabbit, see?
That's funny.
Everybody's probably already wondering, while I'm watching these people walk by, you don't see that on camera, and I'm like watching this cute little dog, so.
Yeah, she's like ready for a nap. So, all right, you could have her back. She is awesome. Hey, baby.
Thank you for the visit.
Thank you very much. All right, so that was just fun. That is funny.
Okay, back to it.
So, thank you. That makes my day. That's worth it for the show for me. I'm done. Okay, so back to what we were talking about with the... that because they don't understand.
Right.
Like, it's the how they're wired differently than the rest of us are. And yes, I'm leaning forward now. I'm going to get more intense on this.
Right.
The biggest thing is a lot of times people, there's like two sets of people, really. Those that are wired with, as Cindy puts it, they. People that are wired to be employees, that they think in the concept of go to school, get a degree, get a job, stay there forever, retire, your gold watch thing, that kind of stuff. And then there's people like us that we know there's something more out there for us.
Right. Right.
And
not that there's anything wrong with one or the other. They're just different.
Yeah, they're just different. And the biggest thing to also keep in mind is, especially if it's a family member or a very, very close friend, chances are they're never going to understand you. It's just the way it is. So, a couple of things you can do. Number one, be as tolerant as you can with them. Try to get them to be as tolerant as you, but understand that they're not going to agree with you. Some of them might come around. There may be some that will never get it for any reason.
Right.
So, kind of keep that in mind. You also need to make sure that you find people that are like you and spend more time with them. That's been
a common theme that comes up a lot, is you do have to surround yourself with those like-minded people. The ones that when you're having a challenge that you can pick up the phone, you can get together for a cup of coffee, and they're going to put you right back into the right mindset for yourself. Is that what they say?
Don't repeat it.
I couldn't even read it. So, anyways.
Keep going. We are so off topic today. It's so fun.
Distractions. All these people don't see the rabbit we're chasing. Anyways, I'm going to totally lose my train of thought. But you really just have to make sure that you're surrounding yourself and protecting your own attitude, your own mindset, by being around those like-minded people.
And that's the big thing, is find people that are like-minded with you, that are... that get it, that are the true entrepreneurs. They're always looking for that bigger, better, cooler, and not necessarily people that are always looking for the get-rich-quick schemes, because there's those people also, which are a totally different aspect. But the ones that they know that there's more that they can contribute, there's more that they can create, and it is a matter of, entrepreneurs are creators.
Right.
We think on... what can we do to make the world a better place? What can we do to create our own
better widget?
Make a better widget, also, and create our own lifestyle design based on that.
Right.
And
actually, it's more almost, if you take it from the reverse, mm-hmm. is we create what that lifestyle design is going to look like in our mind, and then work back
and then reverse engineer it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, here's where we want to be. What do we need to do to get to here? Whereas many people say, okay, here's where I'm at, and they just take one step at a time.
Right.
And, one step at a time is important, but you got to know what those end results are going to, what you want those end results to look like for yourself.
Well, it's, As a man thinketh,
so is he.
And there, the other verbiage with that is begin with the end in mind.
Right.
And now it's the whole idea of, okay, this is where you're starting with, or this is where you want to be. What is the path that you're going to take to get there, essentially?
Right.
And so we think that way. And number one, you know, again, find those people that are like-minded individuals. That's right. Going to help you a lot. The second thing is, unfortunately, limit yourself from the negative people.
And that was one thing I was going to share, too. I've got two different really good friends that have really, really attempted, you know, and I say really, really attempted, but they are probably not as strong entrepreneurial spirited as you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have more negative family and close friends than we do.
Right.
Or maybe by choice, maybe by design. I don't know. But the influence that their very close friends and family have on them are so, so tough. And at the same time, when they're spending time with their family, they have a tendency to bring up, oh, did you know I was doing this? Oh, did you know I was doing that? And as an entrepreneur, yes, you get really excited about your projects, mm-hmm. but there's sometimes you just have to learn who you share them with and when.
Right.
And if you know you're going to be bombarded with the negativity and the non-support side, don't put yourself in that position.
Right.
I think that's real key. I mean, you can't control how people are going to react, but you can control what ammunition you're handing them.
Right. Well, and another thing with that, too, is it is hard because I have that problem because I get out there and I am so passionate about what I do, and I really love what I do. I have
right.
fun with it.
Right.
And so that's what's on the top of my head all the time. And
and I are pretty strong, so we deal with those negatives very, very differently, too.
Yeah,
because, we've both got some pretty negative family members, and we're not going to go into a whole lot of detail but it's not going to stop us from doing what we're going to do.
Yeah, I've actually been in situations, like, I used to have a kind of a mastermind group years ago. That was with a couple of other people, and we met once a week, and we went through, you know, what are we doing, how are we accomplishing our goals and all that kind of stuff. And there was one friend that she was one of my best friends. I loved her to death, but she was so negative. I can't do this, and I don't get this, and blah, blah, blah. And it was consistently. And I get done with the meeting, and I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
And I eventually had to completely eliminate myself from her. And that's not, you know, you don't want to have to do that. You're going to find people that are that way that you have to just eliminate completely because they are draining on you. And then you're going to have people where you can just, you know, mellow it out. And like with me, I have a hard time mellowing out my passion for what I do because I love it so much.
Right.
And I have so much fun with it. And I'm so excited about it. I do get people that are like, okay, do you ever talk about anything except work? And I'm like, for me, it's not work. You know, that's
right.
what I love doing. I have fun
right.
with that. So you do have to try to curtail it a little bit. That way you can have a normal conversation with somebody.
Well, and if you're that inspiring entrepreneur as well, people are going to seek you out that want that lifestyle.
Yes.
And you need to be that encourager from them. And while they're in that sensitive state of really getting their feet on the ground and having the confidence in themselves, they're going to be looking to draw that from you,
mm-hmm.
As you being the strong, confident entrepreneur. Because I know you and I both get that a lot.
Oh yeah.
And there's some that are draining,
mm-hmm.
and some. There's a lot that are draining, and then there are some that they're draining for the moment, and we can help to lift them up. And then there's others that are draining that no matter what we do.
Right.
So there's a real big difference between limiting your time with those that are draining, that are willing to be lifted up, that they're coming to you looking for help. I mean, there's some mm-hmm. days where I'll call you and say, can we go for dinner? Because I just need to be around positive thinking. I need to get my head in the right space.
Well, and
but
I do
you know, my goal is to get my head in the right space, not to bring you down.
Right.
Which is a very different mindset. If you find out that one of the people that's calling you, they're not calling you to help get themselves up. they're calling you to suck you in, you have to be so, I mean...
You have to be careful about
there
that.
There are some people that, you know, and you know, it may sound really awful to say this, there are some people that are no longer in my life. I might hear from them once or twice a year, maybe. But my family, my future, and the lifestyle that Mike and I have decided for ourselves and the design of where we want to go, I mean, there's just some tough decisions that you have to make in life, period.
Right.
And as an entrepreneur, there's a few extras.
Yeah.
A few. There's a lot. Sorry if we're going to burst your bubble on that one. There's a lot of extras.
There's a lot of them.
But, again, if you're going to do something huge, you're going to put yourself out there, and you're going to have to be willing to make some tough decisions and take some really hard steps.
Yeah. And it is a matter of figuring out who your true friends are. You're going to find that out a lot.
Yeah.
And again, the most important thing than anything else is, I mean, I would say, is finding the people that are willing to help. And be also, is just really important with this, is be willing to help them also.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're giving as much as you're getting.
Right.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be in the same thing. It's like, and you and I have had this conversation before where you come to me and said, I feel like I'm always picking your brain. And, but for me, there's a difference there because I'm happy to share that information. When you pick my brain, but then there's times where I just get frustrated with something else that's going on, or sometimes I'll just have, you know, I'm too close to something and I need an opinion outside of my own vision.
Well, even this morning on some of your sales copies for One Avenue.
Exactly.
You know, just ideas that I'll think of that are just outside of
the that's perfect. I mean, that's fine. That's me. Right. I mean, that's you contributing back to me, and to me, that I feel that that's equal. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to make sure that when you're around those other people that you're helping contribute to them in one
Otherwise,
way or another.
They will start avoiding you.
They'll start avoiding you. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're giving them the exact same thing back of what they give you, because everybody's got their own expertise. But if you're willing to share and you have something to share, then, you know, even just, you know, supporting them at an event that they're putting on. You know, if they're trying to get butts and seats for a workshop.
Sharing an Oprah contest event out on Facebook so we can get some more votes.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. That's always a good one. But things like that, just helping out and doing it freely.
Right.
You know, and
with no expectations of things coming
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's great because that's the part of the concept of the law of attraction is that if you put it out there, it's going to come back tenfold.
Right.
I go out there knowing that. But I don't go out there expecting it that, okay, if I'm going to give you this, then you're going to help me 10 times as much down the road when I need it.
Right.
It, that's not,
it may not even be me that helps you that tenfold.
Right.
It may come from somebody totally different.
Right. You never know where it's going to come from. But dealing with the back on topic, since we kind of go off stage left again. Ooh, puppy. but the dealing with those people, dealing with the negative people around you, number one, avoid them as much as you can within reason.
Right.
I
mean, if your family, you still love them.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely, if it's family, obviously, you still want to love them, but you'll have, you have your, what we call emotional vampires.
Right.
And they will suck the life out of you. These could be friends, these could be coworkers, people when you, I mean, I've been to mixers where you get those people and, you know, the first thing, hey, how's it going? Business sucks. I'm like, okay, well, bye. I'm done with you.
Right.
You know, and that's my attitude behind it. And I know
everybody
irritate
a few
people.
Can have a bad day. It's when you're dealing with the same person that has that same bad day every day. You know, they might have a good one as an exception versus a good one as the rule.
As the rule,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that's like, I mean, we talked about attitude.
Right.
A couple episodes ago. And
the fake it till you make it.
And the fake it till you make it. And and these all kind of go along with each other, that if you're, you know, if you come up to somebody and that's that person is, hey, how's it going? Oh, business sucks. Well, avoid them. Say, oh, that's too bad. My business rocks. And turn around and walk away. You know, and I know I've irritated a bunch of people in the process. But the way I look at it is I don't want to be around somebody who's going to be negative because all they're going to do is bring me down.
Right.
And I've surrounded myself with some of the most amazing people over last six months to a year, I think, I have surrounded myself with some of the most amazing, most upbeat people. You know, everybody has down times,
right?
But you don't have to be a down person.
You don't have to make it public if you're having a down time either.
Yeah, I mean, very, very rarely I could think enough
of your friends and your family to not pour it on them.
Right.
You know, if they're trying to accomplish something and you're just having a bad day, leave them alone. I mean, have enough respect.
Stay away from
and
them,
caring
yeah.
for other people.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, if you're having a downtime and your goal is to get up,
mm-hmm.
then fine. Call somebody and say, hey, I need your help. I'm in a funk. I need to get out of it. I need to get out of it now.
Yeah.
Well, but that needs to be your ultimate goal, is to get yourself out of that.
Right. And you need to, when you're dealing with people like that, I mean, this is something that I found, and I've said this a couple of times, with the whole fact that I've gotten to the point of, you know, I know that I'm irritating some people. But you know what? I've gotten to the point where I am so positive and so happy and having fun all the time, to the point where I know I'm irritating a bunch of these other people, and they have a choice on their side. They can either come to me and try to figure out what is it that I have that they want, that they want that same thing, that that positiveness,
right.
that they'll come to me and they'll either be willing to listen to me, or they're going to end up getting irritated by it and they're going to go away, which may, either way, makes me happy, because either I can help them or I can't help them, and that's their decision, not mine.
Well, and I think I told you a story of a guy that Mike used to work with many years ago, that, you know, he would see my husband every day, and my husband was always in a great mood, and he really, really is. I mean, he has some down moments. Again, we're all human. We all have those days.
Mm-hmm.
But one particular gentleman that he worked with, he actually went up to my husband one day and says, you know what, I can't stand you. I absolutely hate you. And my husband's like, why? What did I do to you? And he says, you're always in a good mood. And I'm like, how sad? How sad mm-hmm. is that? But some people live their life that way. And if those people, if they are the ones that are surrounding you, they're not going to be the ones that are going to be supporting you to do better for yourself, to grow your business, for anything else. And, you know, it is a tough decision when it is people that are close to you. But again, it's your future. It's your life. And you have to make the decision on what are you going to do?
Right.
And it is those tough decisions. But
yeah.
You have to protect yourself.
That's a hard one. It's very hard to do, especially when you're just starting out, to kind of get that feeling, that positiveness all the time.
And have the confidence to stand up to someone that's close to you.
And that's one thing. I mean, here's an example. We were telling you this about the mixer we were at the other night.
Right.
And there's this guy that's sitting there. They're making announcements, and people are talking about their businesses and stuff. And there's a guy that does referrals. He says that, you know, if you give me a referral, I'll give you, like, he's a pool guy, so it's like $250 or something. I don't remember exactly what it was.
And no strings, just cash.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much a cash referral. Thank you for sending me this business. And there's this other guy that's sitting there, and I didn't catch this conversation. Cindy actually did. And this guy's like, oh, so you're screwing your customers out of $250. And I'm like, what? It doesn't make sense. I mean, he's taking that $250 out of his profit.
Right.
You know? And it's like, it's people like that, they have that kind of negative attitude.
Right. And I think we were talking last night, you said, the pool is $10,000. Because he's giving a referral, the pool now isn't $10,250.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still $10,000. Yeah. or whatever the price is.
Exactly. You know, so, and instantly I'm like, okay, that person, I would never have a conversation with him. He has completely disowned me in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
I would not take him on as a customer. If he came to me and actually wanted to give me money, I would not take it.
Right.
And that's a way
which
that
I'm... Which you heard me say, some people's money's not green enough. Right.
It's the attitude behind it. You have to separate yourself from people like that as much as possible. And if it's, you know, like I said, if it's family, unfortunately, there's only so much you can do. But there's a point where you do have to separate yourself from them as well.
Right.
It's a matter of getting, if you can get them to at least tolerate you, then it's okay. you know.
Right, and you know, tolerate them. It goes both ways.
Exactly.
And,
you know, and then
you see each other at the holidays.
Yeah. And there's a difference between tolerating somebody and then just having to remove yourself from them completely.
Right.
There are some
right.
people that are just so negative you can't
you
be
to.
Around them. Yeah.
Right.
And that's really the biggest thing with it is find the positive people. You'll look for those people. The more you're around them, they'll actually start attracting to you as well.
Right.
And I mean that's one of the things why we do fusion the way we do. Our mixers.
Right.
We have great people there. We don't necessarily have as big a crowd as some of the other mixers. And at first I was kind of a little hurt by that. And then I was in there going, but you know what? The quality of the
what
people here.
What we've created out of it instead is so much better.
Oh, yeah. It is so
right.
much better because it is the attitude is people are there just to help each other, to have fun, to care, to build a community. And it is so much better, and it's cool because we really don't get much what I like to call riffraff in there.
Right.
We get people who are there to be positive.
Well, I know we're right at the top of the hour, so
yes.
Is there anything that's in the chat that we need to bring, or I don't know if you.
Let's see.
Like
I've kind of been watching the chat.
We
haven't really had any questions.
Okay.
If we have any questions, real quick, we could throw them on there, but it is at the top of the hour, so.
So then we'll go back to our last minute announcements of don't forget our mixer.
Yes.
Next Wednesday night, June 2nd, from 6 to 9 p.m. Come for 5 minutes. Come for 3 hours. Whatever works for you, beginning and middle,
yeah.
or all.
Come hang out
at Fox and Hound, 83rd Avenue, South of Bell.
Yeah, like I always say, you know, come bring lots of business cards, bring a friend or 10. We love to have good crowds of people, and pretty much the number one requirement, bring business cards and a good attitude.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Drop a business card in the box because, again, we're going to be picking 2 business spotlights in every one of our mixer and give them some extra PR out on the internet and hopefully maybe get you some Google rankings and clicks back to your own website.
Yeah, purely for the fun of it.
Obviously, Java Grounds is our great home here. They take such good care of us. 83rd Avenue in Deer Valley, come check them out. We've got Terry with Take One Video Productions. Did I get that right?
Web Video Productions
for the web. I'm going to get myself in trouble with that one. That's why I usually let you do Terry's. Last thing I want to do is send them to the wrong website. But you can always find all of us at whatisthefusion.com.
Yeah.
And
you can find all of our information. Sign up for our updates. We promise not to spam you. We send out one email a week. It talks about the stuff that we have going on as Fusion. And then a couple of other local stuff.
Right.
We don't pitch any of our own products in there. Just a kind of an announcement of what's going on.
If you want to know what's going on with any of our own products, go to our individual websites and sign up on our newsletters there. And you'll find out. So
I think that pretty much is it. We don't have any questions today. We've had some awesome feedback, so we thank you guys very much. I see tons of chatting going on, so that's always awesome. Great conversations.
And just for those of you that didn't already know, we do tape this live, and it does go on the whatisthefusion.com. So this is actually our Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we
always we are
forgot.
Just wrapping our 13th episode, so if you want to go back and see any 1 through 12 or rewatch this one or anything else, they are all on our whatisthefusion.com website.
There's one missing because I forgot to hit the record button one time. I still haven't lived it down, but all the other ones are
up
there.
So it looks like we've done 12, but it really is our Friday the 13th.
Yes. So, all right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. It doesn't look like we have any other questions in here. So thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. Get out there, take action, have fun. And I think that's pretty much it.